As to our last item on our list of finalizations, number 11, eliminate closed area on Lake Francis Case.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. I'd like to address your attention to item number 11, which is, as you stated, Madam Chair, the finalization for the allowing year-round fishing in the area of Lake Francis Case, known as the dredge hole. This is a administrative a rule change proposal from the fishing seasons chapter that we have. The a dredge hole is an area in Lake Francis Case that's located between the I-90 bridge and the railroad bridge right there between Chamberlain and Ocoma. And there is a closure there from December 1st through the 30th of April for fishing. You are allowed to fish year-round on the Brule County side from shore. The regulation has been in place for a number of years. It is a regulation that was imposed initially with a lot of local public support, with the idea that the harvest of the fish in that area was excessive during that period of the year. This proposal began as a petition that the commission adopted, and the department recommended that the petition be accepted and that public comment be gathered on it. Some of the supporting information behind removing the closure, or in other words, opening it up year-round, are that this area is the only closure we have in the state that is related to fishing in deep water. We have a number of locations throughout the state where there is deep water fishing that occurs. It will change from a year to year. The water will change, the time of year will change. Examples would include right above the dam on Lewis and Clark Lake. In the fall, there's often a bite there, and the fish are often smaller than the minimum length limit. The lower end of Lake Francis a Case and the lower ends of Lake Sharp during the ice fishing seasons. Back in 2022, the commission removed a stipulation that required anglers, or that removed the minimum length limit and required anglers to keep the first four fish they caught while ice fishing in the lower portion of Lake Francis Case. And that then became a standard regulation for that part of the reservoir with a 15-inch minimum length limit. The reason being that it's hard to single out one specific area and say we need to protect the fish in this area when it's an issue that's occurring on a number of waters. The big issue here, I think, that we've heard about from the public in their comment is this concern that this closure is essential for the health of the Francis Case fishery. Lake Francis Case is 100,000 acres, 107 miles long. This is a very small area on that reservoir. Staff believe that by having this area be open, it will increase fishing opportunity, simplify regulations, and also treat this particular area the same as we do the other areas that have a deep water. And basically, it's an angler's responsibility to determine if the fish that they are catching are too deep, and then to address or modify their approach to fishing to help address that fact. There's no way that we could have closures on every area that has this issue. And biologically, when you look at it at the population level, and we manage at the population level, when a Chief Canta was up here, he was talking about the river otters. That was a population level management recommendation. And here is a part of the population level management recommendations for Francis Case. We do not believe that closure is necessary to maintain the abundance and the quality of the walleyes in that reservoir. Some of the comments reference that as a nursery area or a sanctuary. And the fish in that area, they really aren't newly hatched juvenile fish. They're fish that are large enough to catch. Some are large enough to keep that time of year. They're a fish that in the period of the year that there is no minimum length limit, would likely be kept by anglers. And these fish exist throughout the reservoir, not only in that one small area. When you look at it being an area for spawners, I believe there were other comments that referenced how it was a staging area for spawners. We have walleyes throughout Francis Case, as in other waters that stage throughout the reservoir. We truly believe that this is a situation where it would improve consistency in our approach to deep water fishing and regulations, that there is not an impact of removing the closure on the quality of the fishery or the ability of that population to continue to have successful natural reproduction. And I think it's one of those issues where if you're local and it's right there and it's near and dear your heart, you see it one way, but if you see it as a managing at the reservoir or the population level, there's a different perspective. And that is the background behind the department's recommendation to support the proposal at finalization. I'd be happy to answer any questions that the commission may have, Madam Chair.
Questions from the commission and or comments? I would just say, John, some of the questions that were brought up by folks during the open forum, you've addressed those for me in your comments, so thank you. Some of that was when we look to other deep waters in different parts of the river, lakes in our state, how are things working there? You've addressed that for me. In terms of a statewide management approach, you've also addressed that for me. So with that, I'm going to approve the direction on this for those reasons. So thank you for bringing those comments forward. Commissioner
Beese. Commissioner Beese, in the open forum there, the individual from Chamberlain stated that he checked the water depth yesterday, and I believe he said it was at 45 feet. Isn't it usually around 80 to 100 in that dredge area? And what depth is it where the fishermen need to start paying attention to having the fish from so deep come up before it causes the problem to get them to release?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Beese, that's an excellent question, and my answer is going to be a little vague because it all depends. With Lake Francis Case, they draw the reservoir down every fall about 20 feet, the Corps of Engineers does, with the idea that they can then use that storage to capture over winter releases out of the other dams and still maintain their standard release out of Gavin's Point Dam. It's their last place to store water in the wintertime. So the elevation there will influence that depth, but that would be standard, or actually in the wintertime it would probably be a little shallower than it is now because they continually raise that up till the spring. The depth at which a fish begins to experience issues with the change in pressure, decompression, or what's known as the symptoms are called a barotrauma, same as a diver with the bends. With fish, typically it's going to be about 30 feet. With fish that do not have their air bladder hooked to their esophagus, your trout, your salmon, your pike, they all have their air bladder hooked to their esophagus. So there is a way for them to release air or gas out of the swim bladder as they come up and the pressure decreases. a fish like a walleye or a perch, a bass does not. So you have that issue with the swim bladder going from twice the atmospheric pressure at 30 feet to atmospheric pressure. You have expansion of gases in the blood, in the eyes, all those things. The chance that fish will survive will really decrease if it is a deeper than 30 feet. But then there's also factors like the temperature of the water, how the fish was caught. You know, was it brought up quickly without fighting? Is the water cold enough that the fish is able to survive in shallower water until it's able to change its buoyancy and get back down to deeper water? There's a lot of factors there, but the studies that have been done, it begins at 30 feet.
Additional questions, comments? Seeing none, this is a finalization item, so we do need a motion. Move to approve by Commissioner Beese.
Seconded
by Commissioner White. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir.